ABC News.
Good morning, it's Brooke Young delivering you your latest top stories. Police have guarded two crime scenes overnight after the body of a missing Gold Coast woman was found in a car in Brisbane. 61-year-old Wendy Sleeman went missing from her Eleanora home on Tuesday. Her son, 30-year-old Slade Murdoch, appeared in court yesterday charged with multiple offences, including unlawful stalking, burglary and kidnapping. He's been remanded in custody and remains in the Brisbane Watch House. An internal briefing obtained by the ABC shows the federal government has asked national security agencies for assessments of the Darwin port as part of an ongoing review. The Darwin port was leased by the Northern Territory government to Chinese-owned company Landbridge in 2015. In June last year, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced a new review into the circumstances surrounding the 99-year deal. But no details about the review terms have been publicly disclosed. However, a briefing prepared by the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet in October last year, now released under Freedom of Information laws, shows the department requested information, reports or assessments developed last year from various agencies, including Defence and ASIO, to work out the scope and timeframe of the review. And the ACCC is sweeping posts by 100 social media influencers looking for misleading testimonials and undeclared endorsements. The consumer watchdog received about 150 tip-offs about potentially dodgy practices after it made a call-out. It's targeting sectors including fashion and beauty, food, health and fitness, and parenting. Influencers are supposed to declare where they have received incentives for products. You're listening to ABC News.